Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shalom, saints. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What another wonderful day that the Lord has given us. This is Brother Peter Chavula from Lusaka, Zambia. We are continuing this morning with the sharing of the word of the Lord. Shall we just pray before we continue? Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we thank you, Jehovah God, for this wonderful day, Lord, that you have given us, even Lord, to gather around your word, to encourage one another in the scriptures as we are preparing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray that, Father God, the sharing shall be a blessing to the body of Christ. It's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. So this morning we are continuing the book of Luke, chapter 15, as we are looking at this prodigal son. So we shall read from verse 20 up to 24. The Bible says, "And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and he is alive again. He was lost, and he is found. And they began to be merry." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Glory be to God. So, we are looking at the decision that this lost son made after realizing in the trouble that he found himself in. He decided to go back to the father where his problems were going to be solved. So after he made that decision in humbleness, he went to confess to the father. He had a repentant spirit, and the father welcomed him. He was very happy to see his son come back unto him. And as we can see from his comment in verse 24, says, "For this my son was dead, and he is alive again. He was lost, and he is found." And they began to marry. So it was something that brought joy to the father when the father saw his son come back, for he was dead. So what is death? Death is separation from God. So if a child of God is separated from God, his father, he's separated from the word of God, he is dead. The Bible tells us, "A soul that sinneth, he shall surely die." So when we are living in the life of sin, we are living in the life that is not in line with the word of the Lord. We get separated from God. Then we become dead. So this one, his lost son, he was separated from the father. He had gone to a foreign land. He was dead. So when the father saw him, so I would say, "This my son was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, but he is now found. So it brought joy unto his father to see his son coming back. What a joyous thing it is when the Lord sees his sons and his daughters come back to him, just as we can see from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 17. As the Bible says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So when one soul comes back unto the Lord, when one soul comes in repentance unto the Lord, there is joy in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why the prophet in his message, actually the message blushing prophet, he mentioned something. He said, I know God's program is written in the Bible. I'm ashamed as a minister of the gospel. I've only won 1 million souls when I ought to have won 10 million souls. I'm a way behind. Then he was asking, what about you? He was saying Christianity goes from one person to another. So if you are not winning souls, you are guilty. You are barren. You have brought shame to the kingdom of God. So imagine he won 1 million souls, but he was still feeling he hasn't achieved much. He was saying, I should have won 10 million souls. So this is something that is very important when a lost soul, when a sinner comes back into the presence of the Lord, there is joy in heaven. And it is our duty as believers, it is our duty as Christians, it should be a burden upon our heart to go and spread this gospel, to bring somebody to the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, because it brings joy in the presence of the Lord. So now, here, we can see what the father did for his son. So he prepared a party. He said they should kill a fatted calf so that they can eat and be merry. So there was celebration. So there's celebration when somebody that is lost comes into the presence of the Lord. So we have that duty to bring a soul into the kingdom of the Lord. Then we can as well see what happened in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 1, when Isaiah saw the Lord. When he saw the presence of the Lord, he felt guilty. He was saying, woe is me, I am done. I dwell among the people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So after he made this confession, what happens? We see that one of the seraphim came to him, having a live coal in his hand, which had been taken with the tongs from off the altar, and laid it upon the mouth of Isaiah, and said, Lord, this has touched thy lips, and thy guilt is taken away, and thy sin is purged. So after he made the confession, the Lord saw his heart, humble, broken heart, a heart of repentance. Then he went forth to cleanse him. So he was cleansed. As we You can see from verse 7 where it says, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine guilt is taken away, and thy sin is purged. So there was a purging process, there was a cleansing process. In verse 8 it says, also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when one comes unto the Lord, confesses his or her sins before the Lord, there's another step that comes. There's a cleansing process. The Lord, when he sees a sincere heart, he cleanses that heart. And when he cleanses that heart, that is not the end. But then there was here a call. Whom shall I send? Then Isaiah, because he was now cleansed, he said, here I am, Lord, send me. So the harvest is big and the laborers are few. God is looking for vessels who can arise and who can go and shine in the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we can look at this one thing also here. What was done by this father for the son? He did something after the son came to him. So what did he do? He said, give him the best robe, as we have seen from the scriptures. So a robe means something. When we go to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, the Bible says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and the bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Glory be unto the Lord. So that robe was a garment of salvation, a garment, the robe of righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when one repents, one humbles himself, confesses unto the Lord, he is given that robe. Just as in the Laodicean church age, the church age is lost, blind, miserable, naked. But then the Lord has called us out of this miserable, naked situation in the Laodicean church age, and he has given us a robe of salvation. Glory be to God. Then, apart from that, we see that the son was given a ring on his hand. So a ring symbolizes authority in the Bible, as we can see from some scriptures. You can maybe look at Esther chapter 8, verse 8. Write also for the Jews as it liketh in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse. So a ring represented the authority. It was the authority of the king. Praise be to God. We can also see when Joseph was promoted by the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, he was also given a ring on his hand. So this son who was lost, who had lost identity, who was in a foreign country, comes back to his father. The father welcomes him, gives him a robe, he gives him a ring on his hand. That was a power, that was a seal, that was the authority that he was now bearing the name of his father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we have been given the power. We have been given the seal. We have been given the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus was telling the disciples, say they should wait in Jerusalem till they are endued with power. So he was saying, you shall receive power. In Acts 1 verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost of the earth. Blessed be the name of our Lord. So we have been given a seal. We have been given the power. We have been given the Holy Spirit. It's a time to arise and shine. It is a time that we need to go and demonstrate the power of the Lord. It is a time that we go and witness, a time that we win the souls that are lost. We bring them back unto the kingdom of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And finally, he was given shoes. So that was the third thing that he was given. So he was given shoes. When we read in Luke 10, verse 19, the Bible said that he has given us power to tread upon the serpents, to tread upon the scorpions, and to tread upon all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall harm us by any means. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Ephesians 6 verse 15 tells us about our feet, that and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So our feet should have shoes, and these shoes should be a sign of a witness. Wherever we are going, we are going to spread this gospel of peace. And we have been given the power to tread upon the serpents and upon the scorpions and upon all the powers of who? The enemy. So when you are barefooted, you don't have shoes on your feet, you step on a thorn, it can prick you, it can cause harm to your body. But when you have shoes, you are protected. You can step on the snakes, you are protected. So God has given us this power. So as his saints who have come back to his house, to his kingdom, we need to be in action. We need to arise and we need to shine to spread this light in this time of darkness. May the Lord God Almighty bless you so very much. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.